This chazar is echinish b'chach chesed shagim from Yehuda Masechtas Nazir Daf Lamed Hey. Frek Gemara Kunter Belozer, who we previously explained as holding that we darshan the Nazir eating restriction with a ribuy and a meat instead of a pratu klal, does he ever darshan using a pratu klal approach, or does he always use meat and ribuy and meat? So Rav Ahu says he actually does use pratu klal, and he uses it regarding the halachas of the responsibility of a person who is paid to watch something and it gets lost or damaged under his watch. Rava says he uses it regarding the halachas of which animals are fit to be brought as a korban oila. An animal that plowed with another kind of animal and was thus involved in klaying may be brought, but an animal that which was involved in his nus with a person may not be used. Rabbi Yehuda Midiskarta asked Rava, we seem to have an earlier instance as well regarding the halachas that only domesticated animals and some very few wild animals may be used for karbanos. Rava said, that can be learned from the words of the pasuk without coming onto a prat uklal. Rabbi Yehuda felt it could not be learned from the words, and he said you have to come to rely on the prat uklal, and therefore we see that he would hold that way in that case, he would use prat uklal in that case as well. Where do we learn how to darshan a prat klal u prat and a klal prat u klal? Right, there seems some, according to what we've learned till now, they come out very similar in what we learned from them, but they're different. One has a prat and then a klal and then a prat. One has a klal and then a prat and then a klal. Mar says, a brisa discusses the permitted use of ma'aser sheni money and says, one pasuk says the money can be used for whatever your heart desires. Another pasuk then says it can be used for bokar, tsoin, yayin, and shecher, very specific. The pasuk then says it can be used for anything that your heart asks for. The brisa says this is a generalization, a specification, and then another generalization, meaning a klalu pratu klal, which is darshan to include things similar to the prat, namely, that just as the prat is something that is a fruit from a fruit and is nourished from the ground, so too other things that are like that can be purchased with ma'aser sheni money. This includes birds, etc., for example, and it excludes water and salt. Spectrum, we would seem to learn that same thing without the last generalization. So what is the last generalization adding? What is the teaching? Mar says, without the second klal, we would say that the first klal is limited to include only the items of the specification. The second generalization, therefore, comes along and allows us to expand to include the additional items. Similarly, Zakti Gemara, when darshaning a prat uklal uprat, without the second prat, we would say the klal comes to include everything. The second prat comes and limits the inclusions to items that are very similar to the prat. In fact, the end result of darshaning a klal uprat uklal seems to be exactly the same as darshaning a prat uklal uprat. So is there a difference? Is it mamash the same thing? And for the Gemara, the klal prat uklal is more inclusive and includes items similar to the prat in even just one way. When darshaning a prat klal uprat, only items similar to the prat in two ways can be included. When we only have a prat uklal, we darshan that it comes to include almost everything. Using the approach of miut v'ribuy gets the same result. So what's the difference between a miut v'ribuy or a prat uklal? When you don't have that last, the third leg, so to say. When you only have a prat uklal or you have a miut v'ribuy, the chari, you're coming out to learn the same thing. So what's the difference between these two approaches? And for the Gemara, the difference would be, for example, regarding the use of these approaches in the halacha of the isser of grape products for a nazir. Using the prat uklal approach, we would make even the leaves and soft branches of the vine usher to the nazir. Using the miut v'ribuy approach would only make the soft branches usher, but the leaves would not be usher for the nazir.